It was a dark and stormy night.
Ooh.
And it was a dark and stormy night.
Okay.
All right.
When it was a dark and I'm never going to make it in this business.
You're not going to make it
I'm
past
sorry.
A couple of words.
I'm having intro block.
Yeah.
I can't think of how to intro this segment correctly. It's kind of like writer's block, and since we're talking about books, I guess it makes sense, Spencer. You've gotten in my head.
Well, it wasn't actually dark or stormy, but...
Well, okay, so now even the beginning of my intro is screwed up. The few words that I had right before I got intro block, Spencer.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Spencer's got date block. That's much worse than intro block.
Yeah.
There's another term for that.
No, okay.
If you're just tuning in, Spencer is on the phone for a second date update. He actually took a girl named Mary out. They went to a bookstore, and they both got books and recommended them to each other. Then they went to a cafe to eat and talk about those books. But at the end of the date, she took off from the restaurant and left her book behind, and Spencer hasn't heard a word from her. We're about to get her on the phone and find out what happened. Anything else you want to say before we do that, Spencer?
I mean, it's just, we had a really great time. Like, she's awesome. I don't know what happened. Like, we really kicked it off, and I really kind of want to find out what the deal is, why she hasn't responded.
And I feel like if she thinks that that date that you took her on was boring, then good riddance. Because that's an awesome date, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, for like a 90-year-old, they would love it.
No! All right.
All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mary?
I'm speaking. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you may. Thank you for asking, Mary. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Are you guys doing like a fundraising thing or something?
Well, I do have a GoFundMe that I'm going to ask you to donate to later, but it's some personal stuff. No, the reason I'm calling you is because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update.
What does that entail exactly?
Well, that's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up not calling them back after, they email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So we got an email the other day from a dude named Spencer.
Yeah, I remember Spencer. He contacted you guys?
Yeah, and he told us all about your date, how he took you to a used bookstore and you guys bought books for each other and then went to eat and talk about the books, and then you left and ran out of his life for good.
Okay, seems a little dramatic the way you put it, but
well,
yeah.
You know, when someone realizes that the love of their life has walked out
gosh,
the door never to come back, it could be a little dramatic, Mary.
That is not what he said, Mary, just for the record. That is Jubal's words, not Spencer's.
Okay, thank goodness. That's a little extreme.
Yeah. He didn't say that. Nice time.
Yeah, he told us about your date. Said he enjoyed it, is wondering why you're not calling him back.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I don't really know what to say.
Okay, was it about the book, maybe? He said that he picked out a book for you called Think and Grow Rich.
No, I love the fact that he gave me that book. I mean, that's not the kind of thing I really read, you know, like self-improvement kind of stuff.
Okay. He also said that you gave him the book Twilight. Did he, like, make fun of it or something?
What, are you saying he was making fun of it? Like, did he...
No.
I'm asking if maybe he made fun of the book that you chose.
Well, not
chose Twilight.
In front of me, but if he said something to you, I mean...
No, he didn't say anything. He said it was a fun escapism book.
Okay.
But, so, wait, if you liked the book thing, then why did you leave your book behind?
I mean, I forgot it. I didn't mean to leave it behind. I just forgot.
Okay, so that wasn't on purpose, because...
No, not at all. I mean, I'd actually be interested in picking it up again, because it looks kind of interesting to me.
Oh.
Well, I know where you can get it. I think he still has it.
Well, it wasn't about the books.
Well, can you tell us what it is, then? Because he's really curious.
Well, you know, we're talking at the cafe, and it was great. I felt like we really got along, and we were just, like, really similar across the board, just like the same person in a lot of ways. And I was thinking that, and then the waitress came over and she took our IDs for our drinks, and we have the exact same birthday.
Cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. It's not awesome. It actually, like, that was it for me, and that, because that's not okay.
Why is that not okay?
What?
Well, lots of reasons. I mean, the main one is, like, it's not fair to either of us to have to share our birthdays. Like, can you imagine being in a couple with somebody who has the exact same birthday as you, and you never get to fully actually celebrate your birthday?
Okay.
Wait, what?
I think it would be great because it means I wouldn't have to remember when their birthday was, but that's just me being lazy.
So, wait.
So you don't want to share your birthday so much so that you don't want to date him again?
I don't want to share my birthday. I don't want him to have to share his birthday. I mean, think about it. Like, we'd have to, like, which family are we spending this with? Like, it's one of the best days of our year. And it gets watered down. I mean, no.
Okay. But it sounds like you guys connected on so many levels that it seems really silly to, like, drop all of that just because of a birthday.
No, we connected on too many levels. I mean, think about it. We're the exact same astrological sign, too. Like, that's going to clash at some point. There's going to be no variety in the relationship. It's too much.
It is crazy that you guys have so many similarities, like, same birthday, you know, same kind of likes and dislikes. You're both on the phone right now. That's another weird one.
What?
Oh, yeah. Spencer's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Do not tell me that right now.
Yes, he is. So I have to tell you that right now. Spencer?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Mary?
I can't believe this. Hi, I guess.
Like, are you being serious about all this?
Yeah, like, I'm serious. It's just how I feel about it. I mean, think about it. It's one of the best days of your year. And if you can't really celebrate it, what does that mean about your life?
Oh, my God. Mary, that is... Wow.
It's just so weird to me that, like, this birthday thing is such a big hang-up. I mean, has this happened to you, like, other people you went on dates with or something?
No, I mean, not with someone I was dating, but, like... Back in middle school, I had the same birthday as another girl in my class, and they sang happy birthday to both of us, and it was horrible.
Oh, my God. These are, like, deep-seated issues, Mary.
It's scarred.
It's very special to me. I don't care if you're making fun of it. It's an important thing in my life.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that. I mean, it, like, our date was amazing. Like, we were laughing and, like, chatting the whole time. I was like, no silence.
Yeah, I mean, don't take it personally. It's not your fault that you were born on my birthday.
Oh my God.
Spencer, this is a tough one because there's really not much you can do. You were born on the day you were born on, and it sounds like it's a deal breaker.
You know what? My birthday isn't as big of a deal as sounds like it is to you, Mary. What if I, like, change my birth date? I mean, I know I can't do it legally,
what?
But, like, you know, what if I, like, I don't know, change it on Facebook and just start telling people it's a different day and, like, celebrate it, I don't know, like, a couple of months later or something.
Whoa.
Hey, I don't want you to change your birthday for me. I want you to be who you are and get to celebrate on your day. And, you know, I get that was a really nice thing for you to say, Spencer, but I don't feel comfortable with that.
Regardless of whether or not I celebrate my birthday on my actual birthday or any other day, I'm still going to be the same guy. I'm completely okay just celebrating you.
Aww,
Mary, that's
sweet.
I mean, that's a huge thing, I feel like, because most people would judge, you know, your whole birthday hang-up as a little crazy. And he's, like, open to it, man.
I don't know if it's a little crazy. I think there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't want to share their birthday.
Okay, selfish, whatever you want to call it. That's fine, too, Mary.
I don't think it's selfish. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
But I do appreciate Spencer's reaction.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you want to go out with him on a second date? We will pay for it.
Spencer, are you serious? Are you really going to change this for me and change your birthday?
Whoa.
Yeah. It's not a problem for me. I'm totally down.
Oh, really?
You don't see this as a red flag at all, Spencer?
You know, you go on a number of dates, and finally you meet someone that you, like, connect with on pretty much every level except for the birthday thing. Like, it's fine. It's really fine.
Okay.
Wow,
okay,
that's
so
awesome.
Mary, Spencer said he will change his birthday for you.
Oh, my God.
Will you go out with him again?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you.
Hey, awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
congratulations, Spencer. You got your second date.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and now you have to figure out a date for your birthday. I have a few dates that I could suggest. You could do December 25th, January 1st, no. February 14th. That would be a fun one, too.